On April 7, 1865, General Ulysses S. Grant telegraphed the following message to President Lincoln. General Sheridan says, "If the thing is pressed, I think that Lee will surrender." Lincoln's reply was simple, "Let the thing be pressed." 2 days later, Lee surrendered. I think it's time we citizens do some pressing of our own when it comes to our local, state, and federal legislators and remind them that they are to serve the best interests of all of their constituents and not just their own or their parties. Recently, I got a postcard from Congressman Darren LaHood, where he touted his introduction of a bill entitled the Health Savings for Families Act that creates tax-free savings accounts to help hardworking families with health care costs. And I have two questions for Mr. LaHood here on the same radio station that he voted to eliminate funding for that I would like straight answers to. Number one, for 2026, the average Affordable Care Act premium went up between 18 and 26%. The average private or employer-supplied health insurance premium went up between 13 and 42%. Average wage and salary increases so far this year run around 3.5%. Where exactly are these families supposed to find the money in their already tight budgets to put into a tax-free savings account? Question number two. As of March 2026, tariffs have increased average household expenses by an estimated $1,600 to $1,300 annually. Food prices are also hovering around 3% higher than they were last year. Again, where exactly are hardworking families going to find the money to deposit into these healthcare savings accounts? I am Andrew Nelson, and those are my two questions, and that's my perspective.